This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. By one measure, Vermont's universal recycling law has been a huge success. Across the state, recycling rates are inching up and less trash is going into landfills. But the 2012 law put more responsibilities on the solid waste districts. And a recent downturn in commodity prices has some waste district managers now scrambling to make ends meet. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has the story.
Bob Spencer is standing in front of an enormous mountain of empty plastic containers.
This is a yogurt container, and this is a number 5.
Water bottles, yogurt containers, and milk jugs are piled to the ceiling in the Windham Solid Waste District in Brattleboro, where Spencer is the executive director. Just a year ago, a pile like this could be sold on the commodities market, and that income helped pay for Spencer's 14 employees. But due to low oil prices and a slumping international economy, the one stable source of revenue is now yielding very little.
The markets have crashed practically for these commodities, and traditionally, you could sell recycling in that it was saving money, not only because it was good for the environment and not filling landfills, but you could save a community money. That's not so much the case.
The sharp drop in income comes at a tough time for Spencer and for Vermont's other solid waste districts. The state's new solid waste law is being phased in, and more has been asked of the solid waste districts. And in the next few years, districts will have to invest even more money to come up with ways to deal with compost, which won't be allowed into landfills in 2020. Spencer says the waste districts are meeting later this month to come up with some solutions.
We're having a special retreat to lock ourselves in a room for a whole day to come up with a strategy to deal with legislation and the challenges of meeting Act 148 and try to figure out how we are going to deal with this, because we don't know.
Vernon Representative Mike Hebert is a member of the Natural Resources and Energy Committee. Hebert says the drop in commodity prices was a wake-up call, and he says the legislature will have to deal with the problem next year.
And I think next year, if I'm fortunate enough to go back, and if I'm still on natural resources, I'll be submitting some sort of legislation that I'll work with some of the districts and say, okay, what is it do you think we need to do? We need to find a sustainable funding source, and right now we don't have one.
When the Vermont legislature unanimously passed Act 148 in 2012, there wasn't any extra money attached to the wide-ranging bill. Josh Kelly at the Agency of Natural Resources says some districts are seeking out grants to get ready for the big changes coming in composting.
It's been known since the beginning that this law didn't come with a funding source, and the legislature has looked at that for several years. But there's certainly, you know, more that needs to be done in terms of outreach and education and in terms of having more hauling services throughout the state and more processing capacity. And certainly more could be done.
Under the solid waste law, large institutions like hospitals and colleges have to begin composting after July 1st of this year. And next year, all facilities that manage trash will have to compost their food scraps. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.